Oh my God, we're back after like 5 years off.
Yay.
It's like 5 years, I think.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Have we done a show since Kobe died?
No.
Wow, it's been a long time.
It has been a long time. And I posted, I had a weird plumber here last night who had weird conspiracy theories.
How is there a conspiracy theory about Kobe dying? Like,
I know, right? But yeah. So this guy's conspiracy theory was that Kobe had an endorsement with some water company, and Kobe found out they were putting drugs in the water and was about to sue them, and so this water company killed him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, it seemed far-fetched and nuts to me.
Now, if you would have said he wrote a bad social media post about Hillary Clinton, I would have believed you.
Right. You know, it's wow. Funny. I mean, people will find conspiracy theories about anything, but anything. You would think this one is the most open and close of all, you know, like.
Yeah.
In a helicopter, in the fog, and the dude crashed into a hill. It all made sense. Plus, none of it was.
If it's someone like that disappears, like wants to get away, dude.
Right.
That guy, I put up there. I saw him exactly 1 week before at volleyball. He's
right.
And I saw him Saturday at one tournament, and the next day we were at another tournament in another place, and he was there too. I saw him 2 days in a row, and the guy's just out enjoying his life, it seemed like, and really getting into his family, and he died. You fake a death if you want to disappear. He doesn't want right. to disappear. And
there were a shitload of other people with him.
yeah. That everything about that, every time you heard more details of that, it just became more and more tragic. Just
yeah,
awful.
No, for sure. But I was caught off guard with this conspiracy theory because I really didn't think that there was any conspiracy around any of this. But this is the same plumber who told me as we were watching, he goes, man, this is bigger than 9/11.
Oh, so God.
He thinks that Kobe's death was a bigger deal than 9/11.
Here's what's weird. That's very, very, very wrong. But
right.
It is the biggest thing to happen in, especially here in LA, I don't remember a celebrity death being this like traumatic to people.
No, for sure. It's not as big as 9/11.
No, not even in the ballpark. Like,
and his theory is that people were more upset by Kobe than 9/11 because nobody knew the names of the people who died in 9/11. This is what he told me.
Yeah, no. Yo, you're... Yeah, that's fucking just crazy.
He was nuts. He was here for 5 fucking hours or something. And at one point, his son, who I found out was 8, started calling him while he was trying to finish the job. And his mom had punished him for something. And he was crying and calling his dad repeatedly. So I had this dude in my shower trying to fix shit, yelling at this 8-year-old kid. It was...
What the hell is wrong with your plumbing?
It was not a big deal. It was just a leaky faucet.
Ooh.
It happens every couple of years. I've lived here for like 8 years, and every couple of years, the faucet starts to leak real bad, and they have to come and replace this gasket thing.
But then, a gasket in the handle to turn it off?
Yeah.
That's your fault.
You got to turn off the water. And
That's your fault, by the way. I yell at my wife for that same thing. I just did that to our bathroom not that long ago because my wife – has the theory, you know, on a water hose, when you turn it on, it's a screw. And then when you turn it off, if you turn it tight, you turn it off. Right. Well, faucets aren't screws. They're a little tiny gasket in there, and it's got a little nipple that sticks out, and it doesn't take any pressure at all to turn it off all the way. And if you try to turn it off hard, you bend that little tab that sticks out that stops it. Right. And then it goes right past it. And in fact, mine gets so bad at my house that there is no off.
Yeah, it just pours water.
Yeah, and it just drips constantly. And they got to replace that little gasket. It's from turning them off too tight.
That's where I was at. But because I live in an apartment and we only have one hot water heater and it's this massive, high pressure, super hot unit, it warps the thing in there.
Oh, God. That means they got that thing on hot.
Yeah, no, it's on crazy hot and pressure. That's what one of the plumbers, not the guy yesterday, though, explained to me. is because we – and our hot water heater when I go down there is massive. And I've never once run out of hot water here.
So it warped the gasket inside because it's such hot water coming through.
Yeah, and it happens. Like I said, this is like the fourth time since I've lived here that it's happened.
Wow, that's crazy. It's happened about that many times at my house, but because I live with a moron.
But, you know, the cool thing at a house is you turn off the water, no big deal. The guy got here so late yesterday that everybody was home from work. And so then he had to go to every apartment, tell him he's going to turn off the water. You know, people are like, well, I'm doing dishes.
Yeah, you could have done this today, fucker, when I was at work.
No, I would. Right. And he was supposed to come at 2 o'clock. I waited all day for this guy and he didn't get here until 5.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I hate that shit. Yeah. We had during the course of this break. Okay. My wife, how did this progress? She went in to the bathroom and said, my toilet's plugged up. And her toilet's plugged up about once a week.
Oh, right? Really? It's, why?
Because I think she wipes her ass with one roll of toilet paper per fucking turd.
Just fluffing.
I mean, yeah, just flushing shit down. And now everything is eco-friendly, so there's a lot less water. And that fucks pipes up. Pipes need more water. They're built for like a 5-gallon flush, and you're only getting like a gallon now. That's not good. And you needed all that water to flush the pipes. So it backs up. Plus the fact that I have two girls in this house with horse hair. And that's bad on pipes too. I had a lot of problems. Okay, so her toilet plugs up. Typically, I go in, plunge it, bloop, 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 done. We're good to go.
Right.
So I go in to plunge it, and I hear a weird noise, and I turn around, and the shit is coming up through the bathtub.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, this is beyond my capabilities at this point.
Yeah.
So we bring out a plumber. He says $5,000.
Was it roots that grew through the pipes?
He said that way out towards the street, but the pipes had rotted, like, so that the house is wide and the pipes on this end had rotted out. That's what he said. Right, they had rotted out and this is gotta all be replaced. So $5,000 is a lot of money. And that was starting at $5,000. That was the estimate. So we got another guy, came in ballpark the same, a little tiny bit cheaper, but not much.
Okay.
So then it's like, oh, fuck this. So I just shut the water down on that end of the house, and we went to one bathroom for a week while we looked for someone. Found someone better that could do it. And I'm not joking. It took a week. So it ended up being 2 weeks. We had one bathroom and one toilet in the house, which is a bitch with two women.
Right.
And then I went down and saw the pipes. Like, none of this was bullshit. They all said the same thing. The pipes were wasted, rotted. They were leaking under the house. It was bad. So these things were fucked up. We replaced them all. And the day he finished, I had to work. Oh, I was in Las Vegas. And the day he finished, my daughter calls me, Dad, water's exploding everywhere.
Water's,
I'm like, what's that? I'm like, that's impossible. She's like, my mom has the water hose on outside and the bathroom is flooding. And I'm like, that doesn't relate. That doesn't make any sense. And so I have them go shut the water off. And it just so happened that all of the problems we were having with the pipes on that end of the house, the other side of the house ripped loose.
Oh, because of all the, like, extra usage or something?
Well, they were the same age, so I figure if one was rotten, the other was rotten, too. It just coinkidinkly, it literally let loose the day they finished with the other. So then they come back, and it was another week of redoing all the pipes on the other end. It was
what a pain.
Bitch, and by the way, it got fucking expensive.
Oh, I bet.
Plumbers are fucking expensive, man.
Yeah.
And then I was in Vegas for a week, and then after I got back from Vegas, my wife and daughter were in Vegas for volleyball.
For a tournament.
Yeah. So it was all kinds of fun and expense.
Right. Oh,
you know what I have? I forgot. I pulled out my notes. I have my death list. If you have your death list, too.
I have mine, too.
Yeah, we'll do our death list.
Mine's not that solid, but...
You know what? And then to update the people, I know some people saw this on Facebook. In a weird chain of events, Jamie reached out to us the other day and said, hey, I got permission to do a podcast with you guys.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought you and her had been talking. No. I was like, where did this come from?
Here's where I think I did a post. I found the Donald Trump podcast. The Donald Trump, I have that now.
And well, I posted that a while ago.
Okay, and I didn't know if you had it or not. And I go, oh, my God, yeah. I found it. And I found a bunch of old show clips that were podcasts that were on an old iPad I found and turned iPod that I found and turned on. In fact, nothing on that iPod is on my iTunes. So okay. I was having problems to sync it, and I posted about it. And she replied and said, I want to hear it. And I was like, I can't get it off. And we were talking, and then she said something about doing a pod, and then she goes, hey, I got permission to do it. And we're like, cool, let's do it. And then now that's been a couple weeks, and right. I was like, this is never going to happen. We better just go do another pod.
Yeah, no, that. But I was like, I was out of the loop on that. I was like, okay, I mean, I'm all in, but I didn't know
how that we were just talking about the pod, and that's how it came about.
No, I've posted, it's on YouTube.
The Donald Trump one? Okay.
Or at least one of them. We had him on a few times, didn't we?
I don't remember yesterday. There's shit hear. I know. And by the way, I was looking through those pods and clicking through and hearing them. And I was like, I don't ever remember speaking to this person.
No, I'm with you. I don't remember half that shit. I found a thing, in fact, just a couple days ago, I showed it to Bing, where Dana Devon was one of our fill-in hosts for Jamie.
Yeah.
I didn't remember Dana Devon doing it, but Bing likes her because she's now on KTLA News on the weekend show. And so he knew, and I was like, look at this.
Random. I believe me, we've forgot more people than we remember that came through the show.
For sure.
Yeah. The Bruce Jenner one was on there too when he was still Bruce.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I have that one. Here's the ones that I would – okay, I'd love to have the Chelsea Handler because that I actually remember, and that was awesome. When she was on Girls Behaving Badly and Jamie
just fucking viciously attacked her and shredded her.
We had three of those girls in, and she focused in on Chelsea and destroyed her. And she did. Oh, crap. And there was
God,
one
– that was awesome.
Yeah, it was a good one. And oh, shit. There was another one that I was like, I wish I had.
I don't know. When she asked me, how was the Donald Trump one? And I said, incredibly awkward. You were total, like, you totally attacked him right out of the box. Jamie was just pounding him.
Yeah. I'll have to send her the link to that because I have that somewhere.
Okay.
But crap, there was one more that I was like, I wish I could find because, well, the Kitchen Confidential one would have been awesome where they got canceled.
While we were on the air. And it was Bradley Cooper.
With Bradley Cooper. That would have been an awesome one to have.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. And there was one other one I was like, oh, shit. I wish I had had the audio to that. But I can't remember.
The Bruce Jenner was in there, and Donald Trump is on there. And there's all the Howie Mandel. There's a bunch of crap like that on there. But
okay. Is I'm pretty sure the Donald Trump clip I have, Howie Mandel was on that same time, and we overlapped them briefly.
Yeah. I don't know, to be honest. I don't think so.
I'm trying to remember.
I didn't listen all the way through it. It was painful. You know what's weird? I don't like to listen to old shows either. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't listen. When I post them, I don't really listen.
You'll hear it, make sure it's a clean edit or whatever, and then drop it in. But I'm weird. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
I think they were doing a crossover episode of The Apprentice and Deal or No Deal in some way.
I think Howie might have been on The Apprentice at some point.
Yeah, and I think we had them both on for an overlap as guests.
God. It was weird, but yeah, I got to show you.
I know what the other one. Huh. I would love to know all the times we had Howie Mandel on and we had the Suitcase Girls in, if we ever had Meghan Markle in.
I'm certain Meghan Markle was with us on – we had Meghan Markle on, and she was with us at the House of Blues for sure.
Somebody has to have photos or something from that. I would love to know if that was her, that she was there with us. Because you're right, we brought out models with us on
like
stage.
Like 10 of them. And we were out there, and I remember holding them. I still have the Deal or No Deal briefcase that they gave me. Right. I have that in my cabinet over here, which was awesome. I loved that show, and I was a big fan of that show, and the girls were cool, and Howie was cool. It was
awesome.
She was
one of them, and if somewhere there's a photo of her on stage with us now, the ex princess or yes, whatever the hell title she just gave up.
The former American, former British, now yeah, Canadian ex-princess.
Here's the thing. I see a lot of press on that. Talk about something I don't give a flying fuck. No. If that guy who was never going to be king doesn't want to be a prince anymore, who the hell cares? People were making such a big deal out of it.
The big deal is the money. He walked away from – that's a very, very wealthy family.
No, I know, but he's going to be fine. Yeah. They're going to be a power couple and act and do shit and host things. They're not going to be hurting for money.
Until the queen has his wife killed like she did his mom.
Right, right.
There's your conspiracy theory right there.
Well, remember there were those theories about...
Yeah, she was dating that Muslim dude and the queen was like, oh, bullshit, and had her whacked.
Right.
That was the conspiracy theory. Yeah, but how? What was his name? Fayed or whatever.
Dodi Fayed.
Dodi Fayed. That was it. Man.
Yeah, that. But yeah, it seems like such a non-story, and people make, you know, like they make such a big deal about it in the news, and you know, he was just at something yesterday. I saw in the news today, and they're like, "Just call me Harry," you know, like, who the fuck cares? He's gonna be fine. He's a rich, famous dude.
Is there a nickname for Harry?
No, I don't think. Isn't Harry a nickname for Harold? Or
I don't know. Good question. What is sure Harry Harold short? Is... What's Harry short for? Harold?
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that would be my guess.
My friend's kid's name, we call him Willie, but his name isn't William. It's Will.
Oh, his real, like, yeah, legal name is Will?
His name is Will, not William. We call him Willie.
I think that's a fairly new phenomenon. I don't think people were ever just named Will back in the day. He used to be William, and he went by Will, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And then that probably, you know.
Okay, the one that's the most fucking strange to me is they called JFK, John F. Kennedy, Jack.
Right. Yeah.
Is Jack short for John? Because John's already short.
Okay, I only know this because growing up, everybody would ask me if my name was really John. And I'd be like, no. And then, you know, I came to realize that some people named John went by Jack, which made no sense.
No sense. John, if your name's Jonathan, makes sense. Mike, if you're Michael, makes sense. You know, things like that. Jack, if your name is John, makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
Well, and actually, Bill from William, I don't get either.
Yeah, Will Bill. It's another strange one.
But...
Yeah, I don't know. Those names are very freaking weird to get. Like,
but that all seems like an old thing. I don't think any new Johns go by Jack. That was like an old thing that people don't do anymore.
Yeah, but his family called him Jack when they referred to him. Right. When they were telling stories stuff, they're like Jack, for blah 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 blah. And I was like, what the fuck? What's his name?
Right.
Oh, my parents just called me asshole. I always thought that was short for Michael.
And you responded
asshole
right away.
Hey, little asshole. Oh, no, that must be short for Michael.
Yep.
Oh, man. And I'm trying. God, we've missed so much stuff. Did you watch any of the Kobe funeral?
I saw Jimmy Kimmel's like intro and I thought that was good. And then that was it.
I thought everyone... The one that blew me away the most as a fan was the Michael Jordan.
He was up there crying. I saw a clip of that.
He had a very funny line, too, in the middle of all that. There's a very famous meme. It's of Michael Jordan crying.
Okay.
And he was, you know, overcome with emotion and crying, and they made it into a meme, and that meme has been around for shit.
It's like
over 20 years. Yes, it's an old-ass meme. That thing's been around forever. And he even said, I promised my wife I wasn't going to do that because here I am. It's going to be another meme of me doing it up here for years. He's just crying and crying. But the fact that he showed so much respect and he talked about what a pain in the ass Kobe was and how Kobe bothered the shit out of him and he was like a little brother that was annoying and on and on and on. Yet Jordan's, his Hall of Fame speech basically was the worst speech ever.
Oh, and, really?
Yes. His Hall of Fame speech was a total dick move. He went on and it was like, pretty much I'm better than every, it was just a dicky, dicky Hall of Fame speech. It was really not cool. And people bashed him for it. And he's never been warm with the media. And he's always very, very guarded and, you know, doesn't talk to the media. And here he is, bam, like up there really letting it out and being very vulnerable. I thought it was absolutely awesome. That was my favorite part of that whole service outside of the wife. The wife was how she did that. I do not know. I wouldn't even have been able to be in the room, let alone get up there and speak like she did.
Right. I think, okay, so now, you know, the weird controversy is LeBron won't say if he was there or not.
They never put the camera on him, but I didn't watch it. I watched clips and highlights, so I could be wrong. But everything I've seen, they didn't show.
My plumber said he never saw him. And then he's been asked in interviews, and he won't say. Like, they interviewed him yesterday at a game or something, and he won't say if he's there or not, which means he probably wasn't there. But isn't that kind of weird?
He may have got butthurt they didn't ask him to speak, being that he's now the, you know, head Pumbaa of the Lakers.
Right.
I mean, who knows? And, you know, there's a lot of egos and all that shit, too. And Shaq was very funny, and Shaq gave him. Remember, him and Shaq had serious beef.
Right, they didn't get along for a long time.
Yeah, and remember, Phil Jackson trashed Kobe in a book he wrote after he left.
Oh, was he there?
Yeah, he was there, but he didn't speak.
Okay.
You know, Shaq got up there and spoke, even though I did think it was really cool, too, that you knew him and Shaq had beef, you know, or didn't get along about certain stuff, but they did seem to put it behind them for the last few years. They've been really good.
Didn't Shaq's kid, like...
Yeah.
I swear Shaq's kid was, like, texting with him right before he got on the helicopter.
Literally before he got the helicopter. Here shows you the kind of dude he was at the end. Before he got on the helicopter, he texted Shaq's kid to check on him because Shaq's kid's at UCLA, and he's been hurt and not playing well and wants to transfer and blah, blah, blah. And Kobe checked on him, like, hey, how are you? Just your family. I'm just checking on you. Make sure you're okay. And he replied back, and they didn't hear from him. On the helicopter, he was texting the Pelinka, the general manager of the Lakers, who's his old agent. That's how the guy got to be the general manager, is Kobe got him the job. He was Kobe's agent forever. So they were really, really, really tight. Kobe was texting him, hey, there's a baseball agent that Kobe knew he knew. And he said, I want you to get this kid an internship there. And that was the last thing he ever did, was text Pelinka about getting this kid who's the parents and the other sister were on the flight.
Oh, the Altobelli people or whatever?
It was their other kid who wasn't there. Okay. And he was trying to get their other kid a internship with this baseball sports agent through Pelinka. And Pelinka said, like, I'll get right to work on it. And Kobe, like, even vouched what a great kid this kid was. And then fucking died within minutes.
Right, right.
But two of the last things the guy did.
Right, yeah. Because I had heard about that with the Shaq's kid, so I figured that they had to be all cool because he was, you know, he was checking on the kids. So.
His Shaq's daughter also plays basketball, and she had posted the day before, Saturday, that they died on Sunday. On Saturday, him and Gigi went and watched Shaq's daughter play.
Oh,
and
okay.
She posted clips of them sitting there. I posted that photo of him standing there watching Shorty's team play.
Why was he there? Was there a basketball tournament going on there as well?
No, his 16-year-old daughter is a volleyball player. The older daughter's a volleyball player.
Oh, she plays volleyball.
There's Mamba Volleyball. There's a Mamba volleyball team, and they've been up and around. I've seen Kobe for 3 or 4 years now at volleyball, and you'll see him here and there. But now his daughter's team we're on the new team, and we just happened to be on the same schedule for those first couple tournaments, and you would see him. And I'm not kidding; he was there with the wife and all of the kids. And I'm on the second day, like, I always notice someone taller than me. So he's like, fuck, right. That fucker's taller than I am. Like, I can fuck. And I see this guy walking by with a baby, and I turn, like, holy fuck, that's Kobe. And he's holding the, he has the little baby, and he's playing with her, and they're all sitting there, and they watch the one girl play. And then we were in the last game of the day, like, the entire, everyone else was done, and our game went to a third and then went into extra points, and it got, it was really fucking close. And okay. He was walking out, and they were like the next court over, and they were walking out, and literally he was carrying the baby bag, and Vanessa walked out with the girls, and he literally stopped, saw our game, and it was a, you could tell it was a good game, and it was close, and you could see the score. He literally just set his bag down and just stood there and watched our game, just like, because it was a good game. But it shows you, right, like, it doesn't matter the sport. I think he was into competition.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he watched.
Is his daughter's team good?
Yeah. Yeah. Mom's good. Mom's good. We haven't played them yet. I know the next tournament, every single team was wearing black armbands for them. They're black and white. They're just like the basketball, black and white. And it's okay. Mamba volleyball. But he owned that. And the older one does that. So they were literally, their schedules were, he would have volleyball one weekend, the next weekend they were at basketball. It was volleyball, basketball between the two okay. girls.
Right.
And that was all he was doing, and he seemed to be loving it, you know, just being a dad. It
yeah.
was horrible. Yeah, but I was so weird. We got that picture, and I remember I said to my daughter, hey, did you see Kobe stop and watch the game? And she goes, yeah, that was awesome. And then I go, I didn't know if you guys knew who it was. She goes, of course everyone knows that's Kobe. She goes, you'd have to be an idiot not to know who he is. And I don't even like basketball. But, you know, they all knew him and they all recognized him immediately. And then I'm not kidding. It made everyone on that court play harder. Because that's my phone's talking.
Yeah, your phone's going nuts.
I have my Ring as a voice. Rather than that chime is so annoying. It says, there is somebody in your front yard, or there's motion in your front yard, and or somebody is at your door. I have it talk because that okay. chime drove me crazy. I don't know why.
Did you know, I just set mine and it goes off way less to, they have a new feature where it only goes off if it recognizes, you know, as it as being a person.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, there's some AI in it that it, like, if it's a tree blowing, it won't go off. But if it's a person, it'll go off.
Yeah, it's weird.
And so now my Ring doesn't go off nearly as much as it used to.
Yeah, mine, I got smart on trash day because, you know, you have three fucking trash cans.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on so trash day, the thing was going off non-freaking stop at my work. And it would go off when it was across the street. It would go off when it was in front of our house. And it was just going. So I was able to mute the alerts on trash day.
Okay.
For like 4 hours or whatever it was. And sometimes right. if, like, the gardener's here, I'll muted as well. Oh God, that's another horrible thing that's happened. Our gardener has been our gardener since before. He's been my mother-in-law and father-in-law's gardener since before I was ever around.
Okay.
As a teenage boy, he worked for this old lady and he did all the work and she owned the landscaping company and he was like her bitch. And he, like, I'm not kidding. When I got around, he went to my mother-in-law, father-in-law and said, and basically said, like, hey, I'm leaving and I'm doing my own thing. And they went with him and they were his first client. I believe okay. my mother-in-law, father-in-law was first client. And then of course us and my brother-in-law, like, and so immediately he had like three houses going. And then my mother-in-law and father-in-law have other properties and stuff too. So he has a lot going on. And he started with that, and he is still our gardener to this day. Well, years ago, I think right around the time we got married, his wife died, and they had little kids. He was in his 20s at this point, and they had little kids, and his wife died, and I remember it was awful, and he's still with us. And then he didn't show up for 2 weeks. He just didn't show up, which is, we've had this guy over 20-something years. He's right. never not shown up once ever, let alone twice in a row. And then finally they got a hold of him, and now one of his kids died.
Oh God.
It's fucking awful. fucking terrible. And it was now, by the way, the kid, this shows you how long he's been around us. The kid who was a little, I think like 4 years old when the mom died. Now the kid was like 20. So,
wow. Yeah, that's horrible.
She got sick and died, just boom. But that's happened too in the last couple of weeks. So that has been shitty.
Yes.
Oh, let's do our death list so we can finish, because right. That's going to take us forever. You want to go first or you want to go second?
I can go first.
All right. You go. So like
I
said,
I didn't give it as much research as I normally would, but I picked some that I have, you know. So I put Justin Bieber.
Good, because, you know, he's outed himself as a guy with addiction now, which I didn't know. He never had addiction around me. I know that.
He sleeps in a hyperbolic chamber, and he's...
Very Michael Jackson-y.
Yeah, he's got craziness. And then Dick Van Dyke, because he's older than God.
We've had Dick on the list before, and he's Betty White. He's a male Betty White.
He is, but it's got to be getting close.
Yeah.
Okay, then I have Harrison Ford because he flies himself around a lot.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Then I put Drew Carey because...
He's fat?
He's getting fat a little fatter again. Remember, he was really thin. And then his ex-fiance was just murdered. And remember, he had addiction issues for a while. Ooh. And he traded for working out and girls. You know, his girlfriend or fiance, and I feel like that shit's starting to crumble. So
she's dead. You think he's gonna like go off the rails and back to addiction?
No, yeah, I mean, they were broken up when that guy killed her, but still, I just feel like he's ripe for a relapse.
Yeah, good call.
Okay, then I put Terry Bradshaw because he's old.
By the way, he's old, just getting older in the sense of I watch him on the Fox pregames and all that stuff. Right. Sometimes you're like, what the fuck did he just say? Like, he's
no, I heard
really
him on
old.
Kevin and Bean or whatever that show's called now, and I was like, he's getting nutty. So
yes, he's getting goofy old.
Yep. And then another old guy, Willie Nelson.
Oh, Willie's really old.
Yeah, he's really old and has had a rough life. So
all right.
Then I mix it up. I put a young guy, put Pete Davidson, because he's a clusterfuck of crazy.
Fucking train wreck, and it is only on the map because Ariana Grande banged him.
Exactly. And then another guy who, this is a real long shot, but he's got some crazy in him, Joaquin Phoenix.
You know what's funny? I seriously contemplated putting him on, knowing his brother died from drugs.
Right.
Knowing he's weird as all fuck, and he gives the most rambling, dumb shit fucking talks whenever he wins an award.
Yeah, and he's just weird. Seems like he seems a little tortured.
Yeah, a little fragile too. Fragile and tortured. I'm with you. He is a brilliant actor, but he seems fucking weird, and I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't have addiction issues too.
Yeah, so that guy I threw on there, and then I have a cluster of kind of old rockers here. I have Keith Richards,
okay,
who they're doing another tour. Seems like he can only go for that much. You know, so much longer. Ozzy Osbourne, who just
Parkinson's,
you know, came out with Parkinson's and had to cancel his whole tour he had this summer.
Yeah.
Joe Perry's one I just threw on the list from Aerosmith because he's 71 years old. And at one point they called them the Toxic Twins, him and
they'd done millions and millions of dollars worth of heroin, they said back in the day.
Right. So I figure, how can you be 71 years old and have done that much damage to yourself when you were younger?
Yeah.
And then same, not as well known, but Peter Murphy from Bauhaus, he not only did he get busted for meth a few years ago, but he had a heart attack and had to cancel his shows last year. And now they're doing a bunch of shows this summer. So for a dude who already had addiction problems and a heart attack to be back out on the road made me think that's, you know.
Recipe for disaster?
Yeah. And then I saw him at the Academy Awards and thought, he looks old and not so great. Robert De Niro.
Yeah, he looks very old.
Yeah, those guys are getting old, and he's kind of gained a lot of weight, and it didn't seem that far-fetched for me. And then this one is another long shot, but she seemed to really have a meltdown with this Kobe stuff. Gail King.
Oh, that's because Snoop Dogg threatened her life.
Well, yeah, Snoop Dogg got weird, but she seems to freak out a lot and stuff. And so I don't know. I just threw her on the list because it was like, I don't know about her.
Something's weird. Warning flag.
She's got a lot of drama. And next is somebody who's just old, Judge Judy.
Ooh, yeah.
Next is a person you may have met, but I figure his time has come, Danny Bonaducci. I feel like this
Jack,
is the year.
You just fucking cursed it not to happen now.
I don't know. I
you
feel like
said
this
it,
is
and
year.
Now we are jinxed that it won't be him.
We'll see. I got a few more. Brian Wilson from the
Beach Boys,
because I saw him 4 years ago and thought he didn't have that much longer.
Yeah, weird. Like,
well,
mentally fucked up.
Yeah, and he's old. When I saw him, the guitarist had to walk him to his seat, like he held his arm and he shuffled him to the seat. They sat him down at a piano. They had a teleprompter for not just the lyrics of his songs, but the between song banter. He just read off this teleprompter, the whole thing. Then when it was over, they came back and somebody walked him off the stage. And this was like 5 years ago.
Dude, in the 80s, the same thing with Little Richard. I saw.
Oh, right.
I saw Little Richard came to a show at Power. For whatever reason, we had Little Richard perform.
Just for nostalgia or whatever.
And don't get me wrong. He fucking turned it the fuck out, man.
Right.
He's one of those dudes that doesn't fuck around. He put it on, but they were walking him and he had people escorting him and he seems so disabled, yet he's still alive.
Right.
Little Richard's not dead.
Oh, he isn't?
I don't think he is. I think Little Richard's still alive and he was that fucked up in the 80s.
Wow. Yeah. Then he's got to be a mess now.
Yeah, I got to look him up.
Yeah, look him up because I thought he passed away. And then I only have three more, two of which seem pretty good, and one's a super long shot, but he popped in my head, and that is Howard Stern. I don't know why. He doesn't have addiction problems.
He's got a lot of mental issues.
He's got mental issues. He's rich, and rich people travel more dangerously than poor people, so.
Yeah, Howard's in a therapist like 5 days a week or something crazy like that.
Yeah, so that one, and then Barry Manilow, who is just...
Oh, you bite your tongue.
I love Barry. I don't want any of these people to die. I'm telling you. And then
Clint Eastwood is not put on the list because I fear I would jinx him and he would die and it would be my fault.
I won't feel any guilt because Barry's had a good life. And then finally I was like, how about somebody from the sports world? And I picked Steve Garvey. Do you know Steve Garvey?
Yeah.
Years old.
He's how old?
So.
Wow.
71.
That is
old. I looked it up.
Little Richard is 87 years old. Still alive.
Holy crap. Yeah, you should add him to the list.
And by the way, he had a spouse named Ernestine Campbell. And from 1959 to 1963. And I can tell you from my personal encounters with Little Richard, he is seriously gay.
She was just a very beard gay.
Yes, that man is on fire gay.
That wasn't that long though. What did you just say? Wasn't that like a 3 or 4
year?
Yeah,
three
window?
Or 4 years in the 50s or 60s when it was really not okay to be gay.
Right, he needed that cover.
Yeah. So there you go. He's still alive. Go, Little Richard. I can't imagine how fucked up he is now because he was literally. It was weird though. Because I saw him walking up on stage and he seemed like, oh my God, he's so feeble. And then he performed his ass off and he just turned on when he got on the stage. And then they walked him off. It was weird to see that because I was like, man.
Well, that was kind of like how when we saw Ozzy at the Morongo, remember?
Yes.
Like, God, that had to be like 15 years ago. And I mean, 15 years ago, Ozzy was fucked up and he would shuffle out and then he got to the mic and then he fucking rocked for an hour.
Ozzy, like, I think that's his space. You know what I mean? I think, honest to God, right. At some point, those guys have been on stage so long, doing it for so long, and they love it, that they just, they know what to do. They just come to life, and they're almost awkward off the stage.
That was a weird spot in Ozzy's career, because why the hell was he playing that small room at the Morongo? He just canceled the Hollywood Bowl.
He was at the Palms.
Is that where we were?
Yeah,
we were in
Vegas, and that's the night we were having like $1,500 bottles of booze and shit up in that suite.
Oh, that was sick. I thought we went to the Morongo to see him. I didn't realize.
No, that was the Palms in Vegas where we saw Ozzy. Oh, okay. And then we were in the suite with Sharon.
Right. I remember that.
That was fucking crazy. She's awesome. I love both of them so much. All right.
Yeah, she's cool.
Time for mine. We have no we have no overlappers this year. Oh, wow. Even though there's a couple where we were close, and I will explain those. Okay, first off, and none of mine are based on any research. All gut. Okay. Just shit that came to my head and I gutted them out. Almost all of them. Tommy Lee Jones, actor.
Oh, good one. He's old. I just saw him. What are they doing? They're doing some, I don't know if it's Men in Black 48 or something, but I saw him on something and thought he looks old and tore up.
He didn't look well the last few movies I've seen him in. He's getting old.
Yeah.
Rocker. Now into rockers. Vince Neil.
Okay. Yeah.
Vince is fat and he's still a drinker, I'm sure, and still drugging, I'm sure. And
for sure.
You add those obesity with the drugs and alcohol, and it's a recipe for dead.
No, for sure. And that last tour they did was their, wasn't that their retirement tour, or are they going out this summer? I can't remember, but I thought they were done, which means he has nothing to do but drink.
You know what? Remember, he lives in Vegas and performs there. If they're not doing Motley Crue, he's doing Motley Crue as Vince Neil. So he still works a lot. Like he played like the Canyon Club over in Agora Hills that long ago. Like, he does weird dive bars, which makes me think he's hurting for cash. Then you got Pete Townsend. And why Pete Townsend? I said, someone from The Who's going to die at some point. Let's pick Pete Townsend.
Yeah. They're all old. You're right. That was a good call.
By the way, did you hear the interview he did recently? I heard him talking about it on the radio. It was a dick move. Like,
no.
Basically taking full credit for all the success of The Who. Roger Daltrey's a piece of shit. Like, it was.
Oh, really?
It was a douchey interview. Like, I'm like, man, this old dude is fucking off his rocker. Or really, really, really conceited.
Probably both.
Here's another one. Sam Smith, the singer.
Oh, yeah. Hasn't he fluctuated in weight a lot?
Yes. Fluctuates in weight. And the fact that all of his songs are sad, I think he has trauma. So,
no, that's a good one. You know what that reminded me of? Have you seen Adele lately?
Oh my God, you know what's funny? I liked her better fat. Is that awful?
No, it's not awful. But it's just like I wouldn't almost didn't believe it. I had to look at a couple photos, like from various sites, because at first I thought somebody was photoshopping it just as clickbait.
Okay. She obviously had the surgery because she looks like she weighs about 90 pounds now and her head's too big for her body. She's so skinny.
Yeah, it was a radical change.
Yeah, and it's like, whoa, what happened to you? Like, you're too skinny now. Whereas before, I never thought she was not attractive. Even as a big girl, she was a pretty lady. Rebel Wilson lost a lot of weight, but doesn't.
Oh, she did?
But not like, whoa, it's not like if she walks in a room, you'll look and go, wow, Rebel's lost weight. She looks good. That's
right.
She's doing it right. I think she's working out with a trainer and stuff like that. Rebel looks really good if you get a chance to look at photos of her. All right, my next guy, Mario Vitelli, the fat chef.
Is he the one? He also got in trouble for sexual harassment.
Yeah,
right?
The red hair. It's like the balding guy with the ponytail.
Yes. Wears orange Crocs.
Yeah, right? He wears orange Crocs all the time. He was on that show until he got in all of his sexual assaulty type stuff going on.
Yeah.
Speaking of sexual assaulties, Harvey Weinstein, not going to make it.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll make it to the LA trial.
Yeah. I don't either. I think he's an off himself. He's going to go that route because he's a bitch. And then speaking of, douches. Now this one, I kind of had insider info, Bernie Madoff. He is not going to make it very long. Because
wasn't that part of his clemency that he just got?
Yeah, he's got some illness that he wanted to get out, like, let me out of jail. And they were like, go fuck yourself.
Something about that.
You destroyed people's lives. Fuck off. So he's going to die in jail soon. Another one that's kind of cheating, Rush Limbaugh. He's got, like, stage 4 cancer.
Yeah, he's got cancer. I mean.
Yeah, Rush is probably going to go. Then this one, just on the depressive angle, Morrissey. Morrissey could die this year.
Yeah. He's become a massive dick. People don't like him.
He's got issues. Like, it's something weird when people get to the point where they just become bitchy fucking old cranks. You know what I mean? Yeah. And
no, it's a good,
on
it's
top
a good
of drug addiction or alcohol or whatever else is going on with you.
Right.
All right. Now, because I didn't want to jinx us, because I didn't want to say what you said and curse the world to have it not happen, I thought someone from the Partridge Family is going to die, probably Shirley Jones.
Oh, yeah, she is older than all them.
85 or 86 years old.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how this guy even came into my head. In fact, I had to look it up to make sure he was still alive. Charlie Pride, country singer, African-American guy.
Oh, God, he's still alive? Yes. I wouldn't have.
And I was like, that. Is Charlie Pride still alive? Because he's probably not going to be alive much longer. This is his year. And then I said, and speaking of country Charlie, how about Charlie Daniels? He's fat and old. He's going to die too.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Yeah, dude, he still performs. I saw, like speaking of Morongo, it was like, hey, Charlie Daniels band at Morongo. Wow. He's still out and about. So the Charlies. And then I thought Crazy. Crazy dies young. And I thought Amber Heard, that chick that was married to Johnny Depp.
Yeah, because it's kind of taken a turn against her, hasn't it?
Yes. She made it look like Johnny Depp was an abusive, addicted right. asshole, when the more, as time's gone on, there's more videos surfacing that she might have been making up a lot of shit and might have been fucking crazy.
Right. Like, yeah, because you're right. As time has gone on, it's come out more that she might have actually been abusive and nuts.
Yeah. All right. Get ready for these. This one I did research on.
Okay.
This is exactly how I did it. I pulled up rappers whose first name is Lil.
Okay.
Right? And then I just picked three at random.
Okay.
And it's going to be Lil Pop, Lil B, and Lil Skies. Done this year. Toast.
I know Lil Skies.
Okay.
I don't know Lil Pop. But I would say Lil Xan is a good one for
because he's named after a drug. I honestly thought he was one of the ones that had already overdosed.
No, but he's named after Xanax, so yeah. You already have a you know.
Okay, music and crazy and fluctuating weight and highly possibly addiction issues. Mariah Carey. I've had. Yeah.
She's just nuts. She's been nuts for years.
Dude, I have had personal crazy encounters with her. Like, she's seriously crazy. And always
is
has
Diana
been.
Is Diana Ross still alive? She's another one that could be on the list.
Good question. I don't know.
You know why? It reminded me because you said she's crazy. And I was like, remember when we had Diana Ross?
No.
And she was nuts.
That wasn't Diana Ross. We had Crazy Disco on who died.
No, we had Diana Ross, didn't we?
Okay. I'm thinking... And I don't know why, I'll never forget it. Donna Summer. We had Donna Summer on.
Oh, you're right. We did have Donna Summer.
And she was a fucking asshole. And she like threw a hissy
right.
fit.
It wasn't Diana Ross. It was Donna Summer.
Dude,
you're
we
right.
didn't have some certain kind of tea, and she was a complete dick.
She wasn't going to do the show because we didn't have the right tea.
Yeah, and we're like, oh, we didn't get your writer, you know, before right. we decided to book you to promote your shit.
Right. She had a greatest hit CD out. I mean, it wasn't like she was doing a show. She was just coming in to talk.
Yeah. One time, my wife and I were in Vegas, and we were staying at the Rio. We weren't even married. We were dating, and we were staying at the Rio, and there was like, oh, my God, there's a Donna Summer concert here tonight. And we just went down and bought tickets. It was a great show. I mean, she got a lot of her disco music. It was fun.
Right.
I've never seen a stranger, weirder fucking crowd in my life. There was like cross dressers sitting near us. There was a bunch of gay guys over here that were all like, woo, super flamboyant. Then there was really buttoned up tight suit and tie guys. And then there was these pimps, and they had a whole row of hookers. And the pimps would get hookers and walk. It was, I've never seen a crowd that eclectically fucking bizarre.
Right.
At a Donna Summer concert. Yeah, Diana Ross still alive.
Okay. But yeah, you're right. I was thinking of Donna Summers.
Yeah, she is 75. I thought she was older than that.
Me too. Yeah. I'm surprised she's not as old.
Donna Summer died a few years ago. All right. Let's see. Mariah Carey, Shirley Jones. Da 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 da. Here we go. I'm saying Freddie from iCarly.
Oh Oh, yeah, I remember that. I don't know that kid's name, but I know who you're talking about.
I don't either, but I said, and I only thought of that because I was watching the Goldbergs. And by the way, tell me this isn't bizarre guest stars on the Goldbergs.
I'm watching the Goldbergs right now as you say this.
I love the Goldbergs. It was Amanda Cosgrove, who's iCarly, and Tommy Lee was
in it
too. Both of them, they weren't together in scenes, but they were both guest stars on the same episode.
I swear I saw that kid who played Freddie on KTLA talking about something he directed. He might be a director now.
Highly possible.
Yeah.
The other kid from iCarly is on the Goldbergs. Gibby? He's one of the...
Oh, yeah. He's one of the JTP.
Yeah, yeah. JTP. Chickentown Posse. He is... one of the JTP is Gibby.
Now, didn't something happen with the older brother from iCarly? After the show ended, didn't he get in trouble for something?
No, that's the creator. That dude's a molester.
Well, I know that rumor's been going around forever.
Forever and ever.
I thought the guy who played the brother, like, did something like robbed a liquor store or something.
No, he was in Drake and Josh, as was Amanda Cosgrove. Both of them were in that.
Okay.
And then they were in that show together. He was a Nickelodeon dude for a while.
Okay. Like he's got to be old now, right?
Yeah. I mean, he worked a lot, but that doesn't mean anything. A lot of people work a lot and then are broke and rob liquor stores.
Right.
Natalie from The Facts of Life. Is she still alive? If she is, she's going to die.
Oh, yeah. What's her real name?
Mindy Cohen.
Yes. She's got to still be alive, right? I think everybody but Mrs. Garrett's alive. I think Blair is still alive and Tootie and...
And Joe. Joe is my favorite.
Joe is still... I think they all are, except for Mrs. Garrett died a few years ago, right?
It's Mindy Cohen's year.
Okay.
Radar from MASH.
She's probably not that old.
Radar from MASH is my next one. Gary...
I think he died last year.
No, Gary's still alive. I looked him up. I verified.
Oh,
no,
you sure?
Father Mulcahy died last year. The priest died last year.
Oh, okay.
Because I looked it up because I was like, is he still alive? And he is. Is Jamie Farr still alive? Who replaced
him? No, I swear Jamie Farr died like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think you might be right on that one. All right, and I got like four more. I got Pat Boone because he's still alive and he's old.
Right.
Elton John.
Yeah, he didn't look. He's looking more and more tore up. He's got to be pretty old.
Yeah, and that'll be a tragic day because that dude, that guy's a fucking treasure. He really is. I love Elton John. Dan Fogerty.
Good one.
Creedence Clearwater Revival. I have insider information on that I can't reveal. Mr. T. Where's Mr. T now? Haven't seen Mr. T in a long time.
You're right. And he got weird and dicky.
Yeah. He's got high cholesterol.
You know what you reminded me of with Elton John is, where the hell has Billy Joel been?
Remember, had a lot of drinking issues over the years.
No, I know. He used to drive and crash into trees. You need to hear about him. And then remember, he did that tour with Elton John a while back, but then you don't see him anywhere anymore.
Okay. I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was a rehab in Malibu, and it had multiple properties. And of the multiple properties, they had one was for this, one was for that, and one of them was further away from the hill, and it was a mental health house or whatever.
Okay.
There is a possibility that Billy Joel came in there and had his own house and no one was allowed there, but only him. And they did all of his treatments and everything. And he didn't intermingle with the other people, which is very unrehab like, but if you pay enough, you get what you want. And he had his own house in a rehab. I heard.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I heard that.
But you don't see him anywhere, you know, like you don't see him out at stuff. You don't see him performing. You just don't hear anything about him anymore.
Yeah, he's had a lot of alcohol issues. I know, for a fact that when, Britney Spears has been to treatment a few times, does not get the same treatment.
Goes
like everyone else into.
That's probably for her own good, right? Not because she can't afford it, but to actually try and make it work.
It's a super weird, rare thing when you're segregated, because the whole part of it is you need the community, you need to go in, you need to sit down with people. You have this common bond, this common experience. The fact that someone was isolated was very, very, very probably not ethical.
Right. No. But see,
that place is out of business, by the way, is the only reason you might be hearing these stories.
Right. But Brittany's somebody who occasionally pops up. She'll do a TikTok or she'll do a, you know, like, and I know she still has her Vegas show, but you still occasionally see something about her on the news or, you know, around the.
They clickbait me all the time.
From my radar.
They clickbait me all the time. It'll be like Britney Spears is. Posted a bikini photo of her doing yoga. I click on that fucker every time.
I saw that on TV, and she looked great doing her yoga.
She looks fucking hot as hell. And my understanding, she's got a relationship now and seems to be, you know, in a good place, which is awesome. Very, very cool.
Yeah, she seemed to be doing well. And then I know I heard a lot about Jessica Simpson recently because she wrote a book, right? Or...
Oh,
she wrote a book about her that they put her name on. I don't know if she wrote a book, but
I don't know if she's capable of writing a book. Oh God. I have two more. One is Lamar Odom, former LA Laker.
Sports call right there.
Yeah. Sports guy. He got fucked up with the Kardashians, had a stroke, drugs, all bad. And then the last one, most of you probably don't even know who this is, but he's a radio legend and his name is Cousin Brucey.
Oh, I didn't know he was still alive.
Icon. Yeah, he's on Sirius. It's Cousin Brucey. He's one of those old-timer boss jock kind of dudes. Oldies.
Did you see, I read yesterday that Bean got a job, and you know what he's doing? Some podcast thing.
How weird. He seemed to not love it anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like I get it if you love it, and I just do it because I love it, and that's awesome.
Right.
He seemed to be like done and just wanted to go away. That's what the vibe I had from that.
Well, you know, they would give him a lot of shit. Maybe he was just sick of being
shit on
all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now this new thing is going to be him doing his thing, you know, like
weird shit.
Yeah. So I don't know. That show is okay now. You know, it's not as bad as the Woody show, but it's not great.
I haven't listened to – here's the radio I listen to. I listen to Dan Patrick on my way to work. I get in the car. My daughter takes over and usually plays.
She doesn't want to listen to the radio
at all. She usually streams, And so once I drop her off between her school and my work, I listen to Dan Patrick. And if he goes to commercials, I will listen very briefly to the Keyshawn thing because I hate Keyshawn because he's a USC guy. And I will – briefly listen to that and then go back, or I'll listen to K-Day. But that's it. I haven't turned on any other radio stations in months and months and months.
I usually hear their first live break of Kevin and Ali and Jensen, and that's anybody, if you know radio, the first live break is the best break of the day because that's the one where they're not doing any shtick and they have nothing planned out. And I hear that one every day.
And they just unload. You typically, remember the bosses used to tell us, if you guys could just stretch out the first break for 4 hours, the show would be great because we would just unload everything we had in the first break.
So I do like to hear their first break when I'm in the car because it's the only real shit you're going to hear all day.
Here, speaking of that, I have a theory, and I am thinking of starting I don't want to do on camera. That's my only thing where I'm trying to decide what I'm going to do. I want to do a YouTube channel where I do sports, just talk about sports, because I love sports, and I love to talk about sports. But here's what it is. Sports talk, they have to milk 4 hours, and they have to milk it, milk it, milk it. Right. I honestly think I could talk for 10 or 15 minutes a day about sports and not have to repeat shit and not have to beat a dead horse and just get in, talk about sports, and get out.
Right.
And I'm seriously thinking of doing that just because I love the sports. In fact, I love the sports so much, I went to the XFL game with the boy.
I saw that. I saw that you guys went.
It was fun. It was really good. Great seats, cheap, weird. Tons of kids were there. people are super, super into it. Like, everybody in the crowd except for me had on gear from the team that was only a week old at that point.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, wasn't that like their first or second game?
It was their second game, and people were there with, like, decked out in gear, like fully decked out. People are into it. Weird.
I guess it's football you can afford to go to.
It is. And they also learned this time, they got rid of the cheerleaders. There's no slutty cheerleaders running around. Okay. The only knock I had that wasn't family is there's a lot of drinking going on. Like
That makes sense because there's a lot of money behind that. But
yeah,
I guess it's kind of like, you know, like when I was out of Palmdale, they had the Jethawks, which was that Astros Farm League.
Yeah, it's cool.
And, you know, everybody liked to go to that because tickets were $8 and they did, you know, stunty crap and in the, you know, in between the innings and shit. And with this, you know, you can't afford to go to a real football game.
I could not. Dude, I sat in the fifth row and they were like $42 each. The fifth row on the field level.
Which is affordable, but yeah. I looked into getting my mom tickets to what, you know, like when the Bears were here or something in the Rams. And the tickets were outrageously expensive.
And that's awful nosebleeds.
Right, yeah, and crappy Coliseum nosebleeds. So.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hey, Hulk Hogan's on the Goldbergs right now.
Oh, he should be on our list.
Yeah, he looks pretty good here, but...
He's rich as fuck now.
Yeah.
Remember he sued, what was that, the gossip website that he now owns, Gawker?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got paid in that sex weird thing.
Yeah, that still was all weird, but...
Yeah. All right. I have to go because I have something I have to go run and do.
All right. Well, go do it.
Because I am crazy. We will try to be back in less than 2 months and do another show. And at some point, we possibly could do one with Jamie, allegedly, is the hot rumor.
Yeah, so, we'll see.
Yeah, we will see what happens. So, everybody, peace out, bitches.
Jack off.
Goodbye. Yeah,